Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in my Moss Nissan Studios here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America, and especially down there in the Caribbean, to our brand new station down there, AM 1000, where they can hear us in San Juan, Puerto Rico, St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the western part of the Bahamas. And hello to everybody down there tonight. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. And also, while you're on Facebook, check out the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and like the page, and you can communicate with us on the messenger there, because we watch that all night long. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And good morning to you, Flip. Hope you're doing well. Now, Miss Rosemary has the night off. She's on special assignment, so she'll be back tomorrow night after she finishes doing what it is that she has to do. But, of course, what we're talking about, again, is all of this stuff with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and we found out some stuff, and again, this Hunter Biden, the son, was not exactly one of your average run-of-the-mill good time kids, because as a young man, he got into a lot of trouble. He got drummed out of the Navy. He was a Naval Reserve officer, and he got booted out of the Navy for drugs, of all things. He had been tested positive for drugs on numerous occasions, and finally the last time was the last time, if you will. He also got caught with a crack pipe. He had fake ID, had a police badge on him at one time, and just for good measure, he decided to get it on with his brother's widow, Bo Biden. His widow had died, and Hunter decided to take advantage of that situation, I guess, is what we're seeing here. And he went over there and shacked up with her for a while. So quite an impressive young man. But in the meantime, here's the CNN discussion they had with a Biden campaign official, a person on his campaign, talking about, well, the vice president didn't regret allowing his son to work in the Ukraine. But listen to how they go about this.
As an ancillary issue to everything that we just talked about in terms of the getting rid of the prosecutor is, of course, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, his work for that gas company. Does former VP Biden now have any regret that he didn't tell Hunter Biden, you know what, I just don't need the headache, don't work there?
No, because he didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, the White House said in 2014 that there was no issue with Hunter having that job. But, you know, and I think that asking this question is exactly, Allison, what Donald Trump wants, right? There's no evidence, as you stipulated at the top, which is important. There's no evidence that he did anything wrong. And yet, he still hopes that you guys will ask questions like that, that you will try to insinuate that there was an optical issue, that there was some kind of, you know, that there's some kind of issue there that wasn't there. This is exactly the playbook that he ran in 2016. We're not going to let him do it this time. We are taking on directly any suggestion that there was anything improper here. There was not. And every independent outlet, as you stated, that's looked into it has said that there wasn't. But what is improper is that Donald Trump is reaching out to a foreign country trying to manufacture dirt on the opponent that he most fears facing at home. That's what Americans should be outraged by, and that should be the focus of our discussion here.
Now, these people must think that we're stupid. Because how in the hell do you get a $50,000 a month job for something that you're not qualified to do to begin with, period? How do you get that job unless maybe your daddy's the vice president of the United States and he's saying, hey, boys, you know, that that's the money is coming up that you need to have there. And if you take care of my son or, you know, whatever, he's looking for a little work, needs a little money, we'll certainly give you whatever you need to have. Don't you think that was going on? Of course it was. Of course it was. Now, let's listen for a second to Andrea Mitchell talking to one of Hillary Clinton's former staffers about how Hillary is all caught up in this now, too.
2016 campaign throwback. Hillary Clinton's emails are back in the headlines, now at the center of an investigation by the Trump administration. State Department investigators are intensifying their probe into email records of at least 130 senior State Department officials, both past and present, expanding it to include career diplomats who have never even sent Clinton emails directly. Their messages ended up in an email chain to then-Secretary of State Clinton's private email server, according to several former diplomats involved who spoke to NBC News. The story first reported by the Washington Post has the State Department not responding to our request for comment, but some veteran diplomats tell us that they see the apparent revival and expansion of the Clinton email probe as an attempt to resurrect the issue to damage Democrats in 2020. Joining me now is Philippe Reins, former spokesman for Hillary Clinton and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Philippe, you were there during that period. There is also suspicion that it seemed to die down, and I frankly do not know, perhaps you do, whether any of these officials and career diplomats received clearance letters or were told that it was over.
I'm going to stop it right there because we're fixing to come up on the break, and when I come back, I will play the rest of that because it's interesting to hear the response from this guy who was the former representative spokesperson, there we go, for the State Department before all these other ladies got in there. There was a man, and he was the guy. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Of course, Kyle Warren was a guest during hour number one. This is hour number two of The Captain's America, Third Watch. It's a 4-hour radio show. Now, many of the stations carry the show the full 4 hours, and a few of you carry it 3, and a very few of you carry it 2 hours. So whatever it is, we thank you very much for doing that. And if your radio station isn't carrying you and you're listening to me on the Internet, well, get a hold of their program director and say, hey, there's this program in the middle of the night. We'd like to have up here on our radio station. And guess what? They just might do it. All right, let's go back to this conversation that was going on, because this is from a career representative, Philip Raines, who used to be the public PA person for public affairs for the Hillary Clinton Secretary of State department. And let's listen to what he has to say right now.
I have not.
I don't know. I mean, there were a lot of different cases being adjudicated, meaning that they were still being looked at, including my own at the beginning of 2018. And mine had a very specific email that they looked at and that I contested and that they closed the books on for specific reasons that I don't think apply to other people. But this is pretty transparent. And it's not just going back to 2016. Let's remember, the email mess started in 2014, and these involve email that were written between 2009 and 2012. So you're talking about going back nearly a decade. It's clearly punitive, and it's retribution, because if you go back, you know, the way the Republicans prevented this was the crime of the century, and the unclassified system was used for classified information we're putting lives and security at risk. You would think that if you actually believe that, you would not let those emails sit on State Department servers and email for another decade. It's pretty clear, and we're seeing now Secretary Pompeo is part of the, you know, the gang that can't shoot straight, but is very clearly taking shots at his own personnel.
You know, I love it when they try to come up with all these little coin phrases and all that sort of stuff, the gang that can't shoot straight and all that stuff. We know what Hillary Clinton did. We know what she did. And who's to say that there's not more emails that are on the State Department email list that's there that might have something to do or something pertinent with what we know about with Hillary. We know that. So let's listen to a little bit more of this.
How is he implicated in this? Because it started in 18 before he took office,
mm-hmm.
but it did seem to die down.
Yeah.
People whom I've spoken to felt that it was over, that they were done. And then they came back this past August with more requests, more classifications, retroactive classifications of emails, for the same exact period that had already been examined. So what is...
Well, I think, you know, we should remember who Pompeo is. Before he was a cabinet member, before he was CIA director, he was in the mold of Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy on the Benghazi committee. He is a rabid Republican in the House sense, and he's just trapped in the cabinet member's body. And I think, you know, it sounds a little bit of a stretch, but the Republicans lost a very powerful tool last year when they lost the House. They were using those committees, the oversight committees, the foreign affairs committees, to put the screws to people that they wanted to torture and punish for past crimes for their own political benefit.
Gosh, isn't that exactly what the Democrats are doing right now? Well, of course it is. They've just absolutely shut the government down, shy of not being able to accomplish the things that the president wants. Now, here's something very interesting that you need to pay attention to, close attention. This is Mitch McConnell talking about what happens if the House passes the articles of impeachment, the indictment, if you will, coming from the House to the Senate. This is what happens over in the Senate, something that's unavoidable.
What does happen in the Senate if the House does get through with this inquiry and decide that they are going to impeach President Trump?
Well, under the Senate rules, we're required to take it up if the House does go down that path, and we'll follow the Senate rules.
There had been some discussion about, I mean, people literally going back to the Constitution and arguing there is no mandatory act on behalf of the Senate. Looking back at an interview that you gave in March saying you'd have no choice but to have a Senate trial if the House passed an article or more, but you're saying that if they did, the Senate would move ahead.
Yeah, it's a Senate rule related to impeachment that would take 67 votes to change, so I would have no choice but to take it up. How long you're on it is a whole different matter, but I would have no choice but to take it up based on a Senate rule on impeachment.
Now, that's Mitch McConnell telling us about the rules, because at one time we were told that they didn't necessarily, that it could be stopped at the doorway, so to speak, but that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Now, pardon me, Steve Scalise also is in the middle of all of this. And here is what he had to say about what's going on right now, Steve Scalise.
With regard to the whole inquiry, here from 60 Minutes last night, the Speaker of the House.
Your Republican colleagues say, well, the call is the call, but there's nothing here that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, they're wrong. And it remains to be seen, because it's not just what happens in the call. It's part of the sequencing of events as well.
If you listen to the comment from there, she clearly sees something that was a high crime or misdemeanor. Ken Starr an hour ago said it's poor judgment, but it doesn't rise to that level. Whatever the truth is in the end, sir, in the near term, what is the Republican strategy to get through this?
Well, the strategy always is to get the facts out. And Speaker Pelosi jumped the gun 2 years ago. I mean, she's been, and many of her members have been calling for impeachment. She's been enabling that. And in fact, it was a tweet from AOC over the weekend that was really kind of threatening and saying that the Democrats are the ones who are committing a scandal by not impeaching the president. And lo and behold, 2 days later, she calls for impeaching the president without listing a single high crime or misdemeanor. That's what's so irresponsible about this. It really is an abuse of power to just constantly go after a president and say, we're going to impeach him even if there's nothing to impeach him on. And she and many of her leaders said that. In fact, Jerry Nadler, the chairman of one of her powerful committees, said a few weeks ago he hopes to bring impeachment proceedings onto the floor by the end of this year. And when pressed to say name a single high crime or misdemeanor, the majority leader at the time couldn't even list one. And so they've been investigating this president since the day
Here's what Democrats don't like the results of the election. That may be the case or not, but here is what Democrats are trying to explain. They say the Mueller matter was entirely confusing. It was difficult to get the American people to understand it. They said
there wasn't a single charge brought.
I get it. I understand it. But this is the case they're making today. And the case is that this Ukraine matter is easier to understand and they can explain it to a lot more people. Your feeling on that, sir?
Whatever it is, it's still not high crimes and misdemeanors. You know, they've been throwing this innuendo out there, and Adam Schiff was on TV yesterday throwing out even more baseless accusations. And keep in mind, he's the one who, during the Mueller investigation for 2 years, promised that he had more than circumstantial evidence that a crime was committed, and there was no crime committed. He never, by the way, brought forward that mysterious information that he had because it never existed. And then today, look, at the committee hearing the other day, he started making up a story that later even he admitted wasn't even fact to try to accuse the president of something that
but
the president
didn't do. But even the phone call itself,
at some point, there's got to be a level of responsibility.
We'll figure it out as we move through it. Do you wish that conversation would have never happened, sir?
Well, I wish they wouldn't have released the transcript of a conversation with the president and another foreign leader because it's not a good precedent to set. But the call itself, the transcript itself, didn't show any crimes, didn't show any quid pro quo, which is what they were saying it was going to show. It's just, you know, the idea that now they expect every conversation between the president and the world leader to be made public. Are they going to go back in time and do that with President Obama or any other president? Frankly, I hope they don't.
Okay.
Because it's not a good standard to set.
Wow. Think about that for a minute. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was listening on that Ukraine call, but that's what the Secretary of State does when you're talking to a foreign leader. Either the Secretary of State himself or one of his people that he chooses to be there listens to the call. That's part of what's done. That's not abnormal. Because I heard somebody say yesterday, well, look at this, Pompeo was there, so he had to know what was going on. Yeah, sure, right. But anyway, this is not going to go away anytime soon. Believe me when I tell you, this is here to stay for the next couple of years until we have our election, and they're trying to do everything they can to discredit this president and to get people out there to say, oh, my God, he must be dirty because look at this, and this. But anyway, we're coming right back with our military and veterans news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Afghans await the results of a presidential election destroyed by Taliban threats, the government used its platform at the UN General Assembly to tell the insurgents, quote, join us in peace or we will continue to fight. Afghanistan was not the only country sending a message. North Korea had one for the United States saying it was up to Washington whether now stalled nuclear negotiations become, quote, a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Monday's speeches wrapped up a meeting marked by global worries over the rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region, challenging climate rates, and the very future of the idea that large-scale international cooperation with the UN is impossible. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 29.76. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26.916. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other in Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. The one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you heard me right when I said unlimited earning potential. You start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year, and you move up from there very quickly because it's all based on what you want to do. If you want to work and you want to make money, it's there to be done. It's just that simple. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And make sure to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. All righty. When it came to write down his account of his nearly 40 years in the Pentagon, former Defense Secretary Ash Carter decided to focus on the less glamorous parts of the job, which he served in for the last 2 years of the Obama administration. Now, he talked about the Trump administration and what they're doing. He talked also about transgender troops and how to lead half of the federal government in terms of finance and whatnot. And it's an interesting read if you go to Military Times and read the article that he responded to, that he was interviewed in. Now, Syria is demanding the withdrawal of all American and Turkish forces. Syria's top diplomat demanded the immediate withdrawal of American and Turkish forces from the country and said his government reserves the right to defend its territory in any way necessary if those forces remain. Wonderful. By the way, jihadists attacked a U.S. Beldaghi training base in Somalia. You might have heard about this. A suicide bomber at the main gate did a lot of damage. Gunfire all around the base, where U.S. soldiers train commandos in Somalia, causing numerous casualties. We don't have any reports on whether or not there were any American casualties or not, but we'll let you know. Now, the Army announced that it's officially kicking off the transition from its pilot phase of the Army Combat Fitness Test to initial operating capacity. That's all been changed now. And stealthy no more, a German radar vendor says it tracked the F-35 jet in 2018 from a pony farm outside Berlin as the place where one company claims the plane's stealth cover was blown. Isn't that something? Germany was able to break the stealth cover of one of our F-35s. By the way, the UN says that the night vision devices, which are being supplied now, go to the Taliban in increased numbers because of the black market. This is coming out of course, Afghanistan. A recent UN report claims that commercial and military night vision devices are winding up in the Taliban's hands in increasing numbers because of graft and corruption amongst the Afghani government. Now, North Korea accused the United States of failing to follow through on its summit agreements between the U.S. and the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, but they said it's placing hope in the U.S. president's wise option and bold decision for having another sit-down conversation. Well, again, we'll see how that works out. And an airstrike by U.S.-led forces in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 5 civilians, according to local villagers. By the way, Iran and troop deployment to Saudi Arabia is raising worries over a looming conflict that's coming in the area. And Saudi Arabia's crown prince warned in an interview broadcast that oil prices could spike to unimaginably high numbers if the world doesn't come together to deter Iran, but said he preferred a political solution to a military one. Well, of course. And we just send another couple of hundred people over there to the Saudi Arabian area, which makes now a total of 700, mostly missile and radar
people there to help out with things. And for 13 years, the United States has used a single building in the tiny Gulf state of Qatar, where they have directed fighter jets, bombers, drones, and other Air Force assets in a region that stretches from Northeast Africa through the Middle East into South Asia. Now, amidst tension with Iran, the U.S. Air Force is shifting its Middle East command center from Qatar to South Carolina. How about that? And the Iraq Prime Minister's removal of a top military commander from his post triggered heated political protests and uncertainty at a time of soaring tensions between the country's chief security partners in the region, Iran, and the United States. Again, we'll see how all that plays out. By the way, SOCOM, U.S. Special Operations Command, is ramping up its efforts to develop cutting-edge data techniques like artificial intelligence to boost readiness and minimize costs. And the new question for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who took office, took command yesterday in a military ceremony, how will General Mark Milley work with this U.S. president? That's the question. We'll see. By the way, lawmakers are urging the approval of a new cash allotment for low-income military families. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has sent a letter to the heads of the House and the Senate committees in charge of passing annual defense legislation, urging them to put in place a proposal that would give extra cash to low-income military families. And troops and vets alike are being targeted by Russian troll factories, the same Russian troll factories that sought to influence the 2016 elections, have continued to target service members, veterans, and their families online with hateful and divisive messages, according to a two-year investigative report by the Vietnam Veterans of America. And some service members took their oaths while scuba diving, flying, or ziplining. For others, it was all about location, the highest peak in Germany, the scene of an epic D-Day battle in France, or in Chicago at Wrigley Field, of all places. And next hour, we'll be giving you our Army, our Navy, our Marine Corps, our Air Force, and our Coast Guard news, along with veterans news, because that's what we do. We split it that way. Oh, and by the way, one little bit of information for everybody. The whistleblower will testify before Congress, but his lawyers are saying they're fearing for his safety. Now, they're the ones using the word his, and I'm just repeating what they're saying. We don't know if it's a man or a woman. But in that paraphrase right there, you believe it's a man. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Stop!
Eagle CCR bringing in this hour on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we appreciate them and your Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you right now. And wherever you're at out there, we hope that you're having a good night. Now, if you're way up in the North Country, like North Dakota, northern part of Montana, northern part of Idaho, northern part of Washington State, maybe you're up there, oh gosh, in the mountains of Nevada or the mountains of California over there on I-5, it's freezing tonight. Yeah, buddy, the temperatures are in the teens and the low 20s up in there. And where they had the snow, it's not going to melt anytime soon. I'll tell you that right now. As much as 4 feet of snow in some parts of Montana up on the hilltop, up on the mountaintops. Now, Coeur d'Alene tonight, temperatures are very cold. There is a wind with that, too, by the way. Washington State, a lot of cold temperatures there. Now, you've got frost warnings in Medford, Oregon right now. That's where the pear trees are, and everybody's kind of keeping their eyes on that. And over into Colorado and the eastern part of Utah tonight, you've got a fire threat advisory. So we have a fire watch that we're keeping our eyes on. Now, you've got high winds right now across the southeastern part of Montana and the central part of Wyoming and the western part of South Dakota. Rapid City's getting some winds tonight. But the rain starts all the way down in the southeastern corner, Alamogordo, roughly New Mexico, up through Rio Doso, El Paso, on an angle all the way up, if you can imagine this, to Wisconsin on just about a 45-degree angle. You lay the ruler down there, do a 45-degree thing, and there you go, up through Oklahoma, going through a third of the state, up in Nebraska, a third of the state, Iowa, half of the state, southeastern corner of Minnesota, and about half of Wisconsin tonight, rain, and flood watches and warnings all along the way there, too. Got some rain up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, including Green Bay, and in the western part of Michigan, right there along Lake Michigan, and down in south western Louisiana and southeastern Texas around Beaumont, got some showers down there. Now, if you're on I-95 tonight, you're going to have some fog. Looks like from about St. Augustine on up to Brunswick, Georgia on I-95. That's what it looks like right now, so be advised of that. And also, we need to talk for a second about what's going on down here in the Caribbean. We have two low-pressure systems. One is to the south of Cuba, almost directly south of Florida right now, which could develop into something. What the something is, we don't know yet. Everything is disorganized at the moment. And then we have another low-pressure system that's just north of the Dominican Republic, northeast, rather, of the Dominican Republic, which could once again be coming into the Bahamas and St. Croix, the Virgin Islands, and Bermuda. I mean, and it's kind of on one of those paths where Florida is not out of the question either, if it decides to develop. And to develop now, it could be a tropical storm, it could be just a depression, it could be a hurricane. It just all depends on what happens here in the next 2 to 3 days. The conditions are favorable for it to develop, but into what? That's a good question. Now, Lorenzo, that hurricane, is headed off towards England. So, jolly old London, get yourself ready to see Hurricane Lorenzo coming your way. And by the way, we've had 4 hurricanes in the last 6 weeks. 4 hurricanes in the last 6 weeks. So think about that for a minute. All righty. Well, don't forget, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J. Remember, your Pilot and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Certainly, really, really, really worth stopping into and checking out. Now, let's drift on over. Let's see here. I believe we got Denise Simon on one of these lines. All right. Is that you, Denise?
This is Todd in Tampa, boss.
All right, well, make it quick because Denise is on the other line.
All right, God bless Denise, bringing the news, bringing the information. Let me just say this here to the White House. to the American people, okay? We've been on this since we had 16 stations. We're up to, what, 260 now, okay? The bottom line is Donald Trump did nothing.
185.
185, closing in on 260, okay? The bottom line is this, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump is working for the American people. The Democrats haven't done anything for you. The Democrats haven't tried to cut your taxes, haven't tried to let you keep your doctor, the Democrats have nothing. Okay? The Democrats are nothing. And if you're an American citizen, the last person you want negotiating for you is Joe Biden or Pocahontas.
All righty. Well, Denise, it's your turn.
I'm not going to argue with any of that.
No, I'm not either. And I had to get to you because I didn't want to lose you here with what was coming up. And this is your time right now. Listen, gosh, what the hell's going on down there in Somalia?
That actually happened a couple of days ago. It took Fox about 2 days to answer that. But there was, there was an attack. It looked like it was a couple of car bombs that hit right at our base in Somalia. No, we did not have any injuries, however.
Good.
Yeah. So not to worry. But it just shows that, that's clearly... the war goes on, and we tend to forget that, we've had this in Afghanistan and Somalia too. So, hat tip to at least our forces that were not injured.
Yeah, well, we've got quite a few troops in the region right now because we keep shelling them in and out. And by the way, we just moved our operations center from Qatar back to South Carolina. Did you see that?
I don't know what operations center.
Air flight, aircraft. They just moved back to South Carolina out of Qatar. That was one of the stories I just gave here in the last hour in the military and veterans news segment. Again, I was a little surprised to hear that, but that is in fact what happened.
Okay.
So we'll see where we go with that, right?
Yes.
And by the way, it was from all the tensions with Iran that we did that. U.S. Air Force shifts Middle East Command Center from Qatar to South Carolina. They've been there for 13 years in Qatar, but now they are moving out. This was a command that had the fighter jets, the bombers, the drones, and other Air Force assets in a region that stretched from the northeastern part of Africa through the Middle East into South Asia. And they moved it back to South Carolina. So we'll see what happens there.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. What is this? Let's see. Sounds like the Democrats are having a convention in Somalia. That's from Eric. He's kidding with us, of course. All right, Eric, we appreciate that, and good morning to you, my friend. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to stroll along. We are going to talk about Mr. Biden. We're going to talk about Junior. We're going to talk about what we found out about Junior, the model citizen that he wasn't, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.